Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network, and we're glad to have you joining us this evening for this fun cosmic journey that we're getting ready to take together. Just for your information, we are located out of Memphis, Tennessee. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee right now doing the show, so we're going to have a great time tonight, and it's been a great week, a great Thanksgiving week, and I hope everyone's got their tummy full of turkey and all the good dressing and gravy that goes with it. But anyway, I want everyone to know that they can access the show. I always have to say this, by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford. You have to put Renford on before you will get into our show. And you do that to get in live. Or if you want to go to the archives, which are available shortly after the show, it's the on-demand section. Now, if you're not online and you have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in at 347-838-9142. If you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142. And Annie, the moderator, she will get you in. I see Annie has not got online with us yet. I think she was having some a lot of rain getting home this evening from work. But anyway, she'll be here. And I'm so excited to share the guest that we have tonight, Melanie Mitchell. She is a medium and a spiritual advisor, and she's got some great stuff to share with us. We're going to do some great readings for you also. Hang in there. We're going to get everybody that gets on the show tonight is going to get to ask a question and get one of her wonderful answers. But before that, I want to introduce the network. I'm always on Mondays at 4:30. That is Pacific Coast Time Contact Show. On Tuesdays is the I Am Well Show. That's at 8 p.m. All this is Central Standard Time. The Night Search Show is at 9:30. The Wednesday is the No Show, and that's at 7 p.m. And the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program, that comes on after that about 8:30. So be sure and check them out. On Thursday is the Progressive News Weekly Show. And every one of these shows have great people on that are being interviewed. So be sure and check them out. The Progressive News Weekly Show is at 5:30 p.m. Friday is the Searchers Roadmap Show. It's at 1 p.m. And then the Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m. on Friday. Saturday is Soul Town, The Sound of Music, and that's at 3 p.m. And then Sunday is the Dream Vision 7 show, and that's at 3 p.m. Okay, so I'll give you the list of every show that we've got. Be sure and check us out throughout the month, and I know you're going to just love it and everyone that you get to listen to. I always have a lot of fun with the guests I bring in. I really want to bring people to the network. My guests that we interview are usually in readers or intuitives, and they have a lot of good things to share, and because we all have questions. And we're living in kind of a wild and crazy time now, and everyone wants to know what's going on, and I think Melanie is going to have the answers for you. Melanie, I've had her on the show several times. We're so thrilled to have her back. She has got the gift. She is amazing. I love it when she reads for me. I will go to her and ask guidance many times. You're going to be amazed how she can tune in real easy with her inner guidance. And she gets very heart-centered, and she can reflect connection to her guides and have asked for healing for your situation. I'm excited to share with you, as always. You're going to find that her readings are really precise and they're right on. She has read for me several times, and it has always been wonderful, a great comfort and a blessing for everything that she shared with me regarding my loved ones that have crossed over and just other things that I wanted some of her great guidance from. So let's bring Melanie in. There we go.
Hello.
Hi there. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome
Hi.
To the show. We're glad you're here.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You're here. So I know
yes.
you want to share some good stuff with us this evening. You said you want to do something about internal exfoliations, clearings, and
yes.
how we can do that. That sounds real interesting.
Yes, I was thinking that this would be a really good topic right now because this is around the holiday season. We're working with a variety of different energies, you know, our family's energies, our own energies, our pet's energies, and even energies that are, you know, that we cannot see. And what I mean by internal exfoliation is, you know, there's a lot of times during the season where a lot of the things that we are trying to work on, regardless if we're trying to suppress what we're working on or we are wanting to work on, are showing up for us. It's almost like, you know, when you get a facial because of the fact that your skin is acting up or your skin is oily or something like that, and everything comes to the surface. I think that's what happens also with our emotions and, you know, our energy. And so right now, especially between October all the way until, I say, February, we go through this time where we're working on releasing and clearing things that are deeply inside of us, you know, and they're showing up on a surface level. And it's been interesting, you know, because even in my own life, I realized that, you know, some of the challenges that I have that come up have been a great gift of evolution, but it's also been this kind of awareness not that everything is not always a yes or no or black and white answer. And it's almost about, you know, going on a journey to finally get to that answer. So in that process, I found that, you know, clearing and purifying and cleansing our mind and spirit with sage and cedar, using, you know, oracle decks. I like oracle decks. Some people use tarot, but I do use oracle deck to kind of offer me a different perspective when I'm going through something emotionally and I can't really see outside myself. I'll pull, like, a daily card. And today I actually, you know, for the show, I pulled a card. I pulled two cards because I just wanted to see, you know, I'm always curious about why that one card showed up. But I pulled two cards, and one of the cards is from the Fairy Oracle deck, and this one says positive expectations, and the second one is about breaking free. And, you know, I think that those are some very important, you know, points right now as we're going through this kind of emotional, mental, and spiritual journey of, you know, breaking free and stepping out of things that are comfortable to us at this time period. And, you know, with sage and cedar, well, I wanted to talk a little bit about the different sages specifically. So white sage is really good for clearing any stagnation, you know, in your house, in your home, and in your own personal space, which is your body. It's good with clearing any kind of general negative or what you consider negative energy or imbalance around you. And black sage, which I don't know if people work with or mugwort, is actually really good. I call that the feminine sage. And that's really good with, you know, clearing any things that are working on a psychic level, you know, things that are kind of, you know, you don't really see it in front of you, but you feel like there's some things going around you that don't really, you know, that aren't sitting well with your energy field. Black sage is really good for that. And then cedar is actually phenomenal for physical healing. So if you have a cold, if you are struggling with a virus, or, you know, if something is you know, going on within your physical body, you know, burning a little bit of cedar, which is kind of awesome since we've got all these trees around us right now, can actually help you with at least clearing some of that energy that's affecting your physical body. And then I use Palo Santo, and Palo Santo is called sacred wood. And Palo Santo is really good for raising the vibration. I always tell people that Palo Santo is like going into a temple. So when you're smudging or you're utilizing it in your house, you would use it after clearing with any form of sage. You would use it to help keep that vibration really high around you, keeping that vibration sacred. So, you know, that's been really wonderful. You know, so I've been working a lot with, you know, in the things, in the times where I can't control, you know, what's going on in life, I go to, you know, nature to kind of find clarity and to purify and cleanse my energy field as I'm releasing and letting go of things on this physical plane. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, do you smudge a lot at home every day, light incense and things like that?
I do smudge. I smudge in the morning, sometimes right before. So, you know, I always call the bathroom like the sacred room. Now, people think that's kind of weird, but the bathroom sometimes is the only place you can really get away. You know, it's the only place where if you have like 15 children and 17 animals, which I'm just saying exaggeratively, but if you do have that, the bathroom tends to be that space where you can get quiet. And so what I do is I use, you know, I use sage, and I smudge the front of me, and smudge is smoke. You know, it's not just the sage itself. It's actually the smoke that comes from the burning. It's the smoke actually is what's purifying and what's cleansing the space. I use that, and I cleanse the front part. You know, I go around my whole body from head, toes, and I actually sit the smudge or sit the sage in front of me, and I walk through the sage so I can clear the back of me. And I have an intention in my head whenever I'm clearing. I'm saying, you know, to spirit or to universe or whoever I believe is my creator to, you know, help harmonize the energies that are around me, help clear away what is, you know, outside of me that I can't control, help remove any stagnation that's keeping me away from what I need to do during that day, and then I take my shower. And so I do that. And the other thing too is if you're not a smoking person, if you don't like smoke, because there's some, you know, condos and apartments and different places and offices that you can't really use smudge all the time, what you can do is use lemon. So using a lemon essential oil mixed with water and taking some of the sage leaves and placing them in a bottle and using that as a spray and just spraying it, you know, maybe, you know, 7 times around your head or around the area is actually a really good purifier. Also, Himalayan salt lamps, they actually act very similar to sage, where they help with breaking down any positive ions in the atmosphere and creating this kind of peaceful, harmonized energy. Also, too, essential oils. So if you're using essential oils, lavender is really, really good. There's a particular essential oil line that I like, Wisdom of Earth. Really, really wonderful for different kinds of lavender in there. And that helps with quelling anxiety. And, you know, pine is really good. And juniper actually is a wonderful essential oil that you can either burn in a burner or you can make a spray out of. And that's actually a great oil for protection, you know, energetic protection using juniper. So if you're not a big fan of smoke, there's a lot of different sprays and alternatives out there, you know, that are sold at Soul Food, Vision Quest, all the metaphysical, you know, bookstores that you can find. There's always an alternative. So don't feel like you have to get so, you know, you're like, I have to, in order to smudge, I have to have smoke. Sometimes it's mainly just your intention and utilizing your intention to clear space. So in light, you know, sometimes you can visualize white light around your surroundings or visualize yourself in a white or whatever color that comes to you bubble for that day. And normally light energy lasts for about 12 hours before you have to recharge that energy again. So, I mean, there's so many different ways that you can keep your energy kind of purified, similar to like water filtration. You want to purify your energy and filtrate your energy during the day. That doesn't necessarily have to, you know, do with actual smoke.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to ask a question.
Now, this is something regarding, and I can pick up myself when I check people sometimes, if they have an entity. Like, any, not meaning that it's going to be a terrible entity, but can you remove an entity off of someone without their permission if you feel it there?
So, you know, the interesting thing about that, that's really interesting that you bring that up. For one, you know, this is when cool things like you do, Pam, you do the muscle testing, you do the penduluming, and you do that. And you can always use yourself as a pendulum. You know, basically, I think muscle testing is utilizing yourself as a pendulum. For one, you can ask, you can, you know, intuitively ask if it's okay for you to remove that entity, because I always believe that, you know, there's positive and negative entities. So sometimes there's an entity around someone, you know, that may be very positive for them. But if it's one of those heavy kind of, I call it stinky fart entities that kind of sit around that person like a shroud or try to suck their energy, because, you know, I always say that the more that you enhance your light on this earth or raise your vibration on this earth, you become like a moth to a flame. You're the flame. And positive energies and negative energies are going to want to come and play with you. And you have to kind of go in and you have to navigate doing that purification, doing that cleansing, you know, to make sure that your energy field is comfortable for you. Now, to answer your question, I believe that love, you know, and if you feel that that someone else is being harmed by an entity, what I do is I set I send up a prayer or an invocation, whatever way you want to look at prayer, or have a conversation with the universe, and I, you know, ask Spirit to send or remove, or, you know, whether it's through my own tools or through the vessel of the other person, to send and remove that entity from that person's being, you know, in the way in which is safe for that person, you know. And it also, when it comes to entities, it also very much, I think, you know, if someone is having this entity or having something on them, sometimes people have made a choice to carry it. Do you understand what I'm saying? There are people that have made a choice that they don't want to release fear. They don't want to release this darkness because somehow, darkness, you know, around them, because it has fed them somehow, okay? So when you do your muscle testing and you do that stuff and you're working with that person energetically, if it's hard for that person to let go of that, or for that entity to let go, you may want to talk to that person about, you know, what, you know, I may see an entity here, you know, and based on that conversation, you need to see if that entity has been playing a part in that person's life, and then give them the choice whether or not they're ready to release it. Because as soon as you make that, as soon as that person is on board with you to clear and release it, they have made a decision to release it. They have made a decision to do whatever they have to do to let go of that, and they're going to be more receptive to the release. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
so
I do.
It's,
that's pretty much what you shared is the way I feel about it, but I like to get someone else's opinion because I don't want to do something that wouldn't be for somebody else's highest good. Well, Melanie, we have got so many people online. I just have got to get you talking to them. I want to tell everyone you get to ask one question. Be specific.
Yes, please ask
one.
Get
the question right, what you want to ask so that we can get everyone can get the online this evening and get a good reading with Melanie. Well, I'm going to bring, if you're ready, the first caller in. I'm going to bring Donna in from California.
Yay!
Hello.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you. A little problem. I enjoyed that about the sage and all. I'm gonna start doing that. I've been having problems sleeping, but I'm gonna get some tests done. I wake up too early in the morning, like about 3 o'clock every morning, and I'm just so tired. But what I wanted to really ask you about was what's coming up for me as far as more money coming in and maybe a relationship. I'd like to be in a committed relationship. I don't like just being by myself.
Yes, yes. So it's really interesting. I do want to run by that one question because, and thank you for asking it. You've been getting up at 3 in the morning, you said?
Yes, every morning. It's horrible.
Okay, so let me tell you, between 3 and 5, okay, that is the awesomest time to set some intentions, okay?
Oh.
And 3 and 5 in the morning is an awesome time to set the intention because they call that the twilight hours where spirit or what they call the veil is very thin between us and spirit, okay? And so what it would be helpful for you in showing me that you may want to start holding a journal, and every morning I know that you're tired, okay? When you do the morning pee, okay, you know, do the extra morning pee, you want to take a journal with you, and you want to write exactly what's on your mind, okay? Mm-hmm. Write exactly what's on your mind, because I'm sure that at 3, your mind is racing. There's a lot going on, and you wish you could go to sleep, but you can't, okay? And the thing is that what it feels like is that you're moving into, you're in a transitional period, if that makes sense, where you're ready to kind of come in harmony with the best of your life, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
And yes. And there's a feeling where you need to let go of control of how and where your man is going to, or your woman, whoever you're looking for, is going to show up. Because I think that you've been kind of looking outside of yourself and seeing, you know, all of these things happening and working for other people, and you're like, what is going on with me? And you just need to know that absolutely nothing is wrong with you. They're just telling you that you need to surrender to spirit. And in the next, they talk about in the next 6 months, okay, you want to start, and they give me this, and I don't know if you're a big meditator. I feel like you're not a person that likes to sit long. Okay.
I can meditate. Oh yeah, I can. I've meditated up to an hour at a time.
Okay.
I did that for months. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you, welcome back to meditation land, because they said to you in the next 6 months you want to meditate and you want to visualize seeing your man. And they show me this. They show me this guy. He's got brown. He has beautiful brown hair, full hair, head of hair. He feels like he's, you know, 5'7". He's not as tall as I would like him. Do you understand what I'm saying? But he's beautiful. And they're saying to you that you want to start visualizing who you want to have in your life. Okay? And the thing is that happens after you're visualizing that is that you're going to start to notice that you're going to feel his energy near you. Okay? You're going to be bringing him towards you in your vibration, and I feel like by the spring you're going to be in tandem with him. Okay, it feels like he will be coming into physical being. Okay, but the thing is that you're ready. Okay, and when it comes to finances, Do you travel a lot for work, or do you kind of stay where you are?
I'm not working right now. I was doing home health care, but I get disability, so I had money coming in. But I was just doing that as an extra thing, and then I was working for my brother for a while. But I have traveled, though. Yeah, I've traveled abroad.
Because I actually see, towards the beginning of, they talk about the beginning of the month, which tomorrow is like the beginning of a month. But I feel like the beginning of January, there's new opportunity for you to work and travel. So there's something about you traveling with work. But they say to you, I feel like there's this feeling of like having a lot of high, sometimes there's a higher expectation of what you want. You know, it's like, I want this and I want that and I want, it would be nice if that would happen. They're saying to you to really stay present. And when you when you're ready to really drop into that job, because it feels like that job, when it comes to interviews and things like that, the middle of this month, December coming up, is going to be a good time. And the it feels like there's an interview or two that's coming for you. But I feel like you need to get the ball completely rolling. And by January, I see you traveling and I see you with work. And the travel isn't this big travel, but I also feel the energy of the Midwest coming to you too, okay?
Oh.
So it's like you're going to be traveling from where you are, California, to the Midwest with work. But they're telling you, know that you're right where you need to be in your life. This feeling of like breaking free and being open is what you need to stay. Stay with openness. They say stay open. Okay?
Yeah. Well, I can do that, definitely.
Okay.
And yeah. Oh, that was great.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm sending you a big hug. Many blessings to you, Donna.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. That was wonderful. Thank
All right.
you. Okay.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Well, let's call in our next caller, and that is Trish from New York.
Hi.
Hey,
Trish,
Melanie,
how are you?
Fine. Many blessings to you. Many blessings.
You.
How can I help you today?
Well, I was wondering if you could connect with anyone from Spirit and give me a message.
Okay, let's see. Okay, the first energy that I felt stepping in was a grandfather. It's a fatherly energy, but it felt grandfatherly. So I just have to say grandfather. Were you connected to one of your grandfathers on your mother's, the grandfather on your mother's side? Did you know him?
I knew my grandfather on my father's side.
Okay, so it's your father's side. Okay. Is he in spirit?
He is.
Okay. It's interesting because I do feel his presence. I feel a very grandfather energy. And he's holding his hands out to you, okay? And he's saying, I feel like your heart for like probably a month has been not tight, but I feel like you've been protecting yourself, if that makes sense, and feeling kind of guarding your heart, if that makes sense.
Yes,
and
it does.
Your grandfather is just holding your heart in his hand. Saying, don't worry, okay? And you've come a million miles from where you were. And this is not necessarily physically as much as it is energetically. And he's showing you, he's saying that he has a trust in you, thank you, Spirit. Like, he has, he's putting his trust in you that you will figure it out, because he feels like he was a man that, it's almost like his life, even though he planned and planned and planned, and he was somewhat successful, but there were always these, it was almost like he kind of nipped himself in the butt for doing the thing, not doing all the things that he wanted to do. And it could have been because, you know, the timing wasn't right or something like that, but he's just giving you his faith. Okay. And it's really beautiful. He's also, I have a question. Do you celebrate Christmas?
I do.
Do you put a star? Do you have a Christmas tree yet?
No, I currently live in an apartment, so I don't have one.
Okay. He he's saying to remember the Christmas light. I don't know why that's coming up, but to remember the Christmas light, like I know that you can't have a tree, but there's this feeling of, you know, when you're little and you look at all the beauty, I mean, it may be where you are, there's a beautiful tree that you can go to, and you just look at the wonderment of those lights. And he says that all of those lights represent all the people that love you. And you need to remember that the immense, the incredible light that you have, that you feel like has dimmed, it's not going to be dim for a very long time, because you have an incredible amount of spirit on the other side that is just loving on you. And you need to remember the Christmas lights. That's all I hear, remember the Christmas lights. Do you have a mother on the other side? Is your mom alive?
No, she's on the other side. You're right.
Okay. You just need to know that she's waving at you. And she's just waving at you. And she does say, I'm sorry. And I don't know why she's apologizing, but she's saying, I'm sorry. Okay. And I don't know if she had a lot of emotion, but she feels very emotional. Not crazy emotional over here, but like, she feels her heart is full, okay? And she just tells you thank you, and she says, I'm sorry. Because sometimes it feels like life has been like a lone planet, if that makes sense. And she just wants you to know that you're not going to be alone. That's all I hear from her.
Okay. That's
and have you, do you talk to your family in spirit? Do you kind of send a shout-out every once in a blue moon?
I do.
Okay. You can feel them. You know, you're very empathic. So you can always feel when your family's around you. And they say sometimes allow yourself to sit in that incredible amount that you feel. You question it a lot, but when you feel, just sit in it and feel the love that they have for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm sending you the biggest hug in the whole universe. God bless you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Many blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was wonderful. I know she liked getting that message. You know, there's nothing like everyone wants to know that our loved ones are doing great, and we know and we don't know, you know. Well,
yeah,
okay, now
it's an iffy situation. Go ahead.
Okay, we're going to bring our next lady in. It's Bridget from California.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Hi, I'm so excited to be on the call with you.
Thank you. How can what is your question for today?
You know, my question is similar to the first caller. I would love to know when the love of my life is coming into my life, as well as any career things that are coming my way.
Okay. All right, so this is interesting. So when I step into your vibration, I feel your heart. That's the first thing I'm feeling. And I feel like, you know, you've worked really hard to clear all paths. Do you understand? It feels like you've gone, you're like, I've done everything. I've done all the work, okay, that I could possibly do around my heart. But they still show me that your heart still feels a little bit I mean, not heavy, but there's a little bit of sadness there, you know. And it's hard because the first thing that I see is I see you waiting for your prince to come. They're showing me that, your prince to come. And they're saying to you that when it comes to the love that's supposed to be in your life, and I know you've heard this before, but they're giving it to me. They're saying to you, you have to be the love of your life. You have to love yourself more than what you're waiting for that person to give you, if that makes sense. And I don't know why they're giving it that way. And they talk about, you know, I feel like I see a candlelight. The vision is I see you in a candlelight dinner with someone, and it's interesting because I feel like it feels like winter time. So between now and maybe the end of December or January to the end of January, I see you meeting someone in a kind of cozy or warm place, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever travel to Colorado?
No. No, I don't.
Do you have any tie to the mountains or anything like that? Because that's what that feels like. Like the person feels like they're around mountains, okay? And they feel like they're like very, they like to talk over like, you know, wine and dining, just really beautiful energy. But I do need to ask you, when you're very intuitive, because I do feel you being very intuitive, do you tend to mark people off really quickly? Like if someone is interested in you, do you kind of go, I don't know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want you to shift your perspective, and this is going to take practice. When people tell you shift perspective, this is about practice, okay? You need to start saying a little bit of why not. Just say, why not? You know, and I know that sometimes the reason why you guard is because of the fact that you're tired. It's like, I'm tired of looking, I'm tired of all of this feeling like that. But they're saying to you, in the next year, you want to start approaching life in a sense of why not? Why not try this? And intuitively, you know, you're not going to, you just need to know the person that's coming, you're not going to have to take care of them.
Thank goodness.
Okay? Do you understand? You're not going to have, and he's going to be okay. You're not going to have to put all of you, you know, you're not going to, he's not going to have like a lot of issues or problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would say we all have baggage, you know, but the thing is that he's not going to come to you for you to take care of the baggage, but there will be a feeling like you want to do that. And the practice for you is to know that he's okay.
Okay, well,
all right.
Is there a reason for me to think that he needs that?
No, I think it's just a feeling that you like to take care of people.
Oh, no, I'm upgrading that, definitely.
Yes, good. Thank you, upgrade, because they're saying that because of that, the change in that thought, you're going to get someone that is right on your same page, and it's intimate. It's a very loving feeling, but you've got to hold tight. Hold on. They keep on saying, hold on and watch him come, because he's coming towards you. You don't have to find him.
And
okay.
Is
the other
is it someone new?
It's new.
Okay.
It's new. And the other the other thing is too, and you're going to like his hair. They talk about pay attention to his hair. And then the other thing is with work. Are you doing anything in Indiana? Do you have any ties to that?
No.
Okay. I don't know if there is. You know, I feel like you should have like your own kind of business or something like that. Like I feel like you're a great leader in the sense.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that you. It feels like you need to have a group to train, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I actually see that there's another job or another project that's going to open up for you, and they talk about May. So May is a while down the street, but the thing is that in May there's an offering up to you, and you're going to, first it feels like a project, but then it feels like an ongoing job. So it's like, you know, keep your hands steady in what you got right now, and know that you may be intuitively feeling a big change, and it's because there is a big change. There is a big one. But you've just got to hold out at least for the next few months.
So take all the little jobs that I'm you know, trying to put out there.
Yes. The thing is, don't look at the jobs as being your purpose.
Right.
Don't look, because the thing is, that's why they're not satisfying, because it doesn't feel like you're on your purpose.
That's right.
They're saying use the little jobs instead to get money so that you can do some fun things for yourself. Don't be afraid to do anything fun.
Oh, my gosh. That's exactly what I want to do.
Okay.
I feel a little limited, though, financially. Thank you.
No, just keep, don't, it's because of the survival. You feel like you've got to survive. They say look at thriving and not surviving. Okay?
I agree.
I say God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you, Bridget. Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, everyone. Now, I want you to know that you can get in touch with Melanie. You can call her at 773-289-8872. Or do you want, can they go to your website and contact you that way too, Melanie?
Yeah, they can go to thejadevisionary.com. It's thejadevisionary.com.
Okay, just want everyone to know again, in case you want to contact Melanie, be sure and get this number down, 773-289-8872. Now, our next caller is Sharon. Now, I want to remind you guys that so we can get through, there's people still online that want to talk to Melanie. You've got one question, so don't ask two. Get the one that you really want, and she will answer it for you, okay? Here we go. I'm going to bring Sharon
in. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Karen.
Hello? How are you?
Hello. Fine.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
How can I help you today? I know. I'm sending you a spiritual beer. This road has not been easy, lady.
Thank you. You're right.
How can I help you?
Well, I'm trying to find the name of the person that started all this chaos in my life.
Okay.
You can help me with that.
Okay. I am going to say the first name that came to me, and I'm never that great with names, so I'm just going to forewarn you to cover my own butt. But the truth is, I heard Michael. Mike.
Okay.
And it could be, you know, the thing is that I know this sounds weird, Karen, but I keep feeling Viking energy around you. I don't know why I'm feeling Viking, but there's that feeling of, you know, when something happens to you, you definitely are ready to, you know, bust it out. Do you understand? It's like you need to know, you need to go directly to the target, okay?
Yeah.
But they're saying to you, and because I can feel the frustration, and I know there's frustration there. And you have had a past life, you know, I don't do past lives often, but if there's a Viking hanging here, 9 times out of 10, you were a Viking. And the feeling for you is if you're going to go after this person, make sure it's not at your own expense. Don't go to the point where you lose everything. Do you understand? Like, I know that sometimes we want to go in that direction. You want to stay. You do as much as you can do, but don't let it take too much out of yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it feels like it could be a long process, and it's not that you won't get your target. It's just, you know, maybe in the next, 3 months, like right now, I think you can curse and you can do a couple. When I say curse, that means offer up swear words, not cursing anything. But, you know, you can
right.
say, you know, a couple of words. You can flick off a couple of things, punch a wall, get some plates from the Goodwill, stick them in a pillowcase and slam them on the floor. You know, all your anger, get it all out, you know, before you jump and direct your path to this person. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say Mike's a pretty common name, but there's a couple of them that come to mind.
There's also a T. There's a T after Mike. There's some kind of T, like a strong T in the name after Michael. So my thing for you is, like, you know, you before you go, make sure that you defrig before you go and do what you've got to do there. Okay? You also need to know, do you have an uncle in spirit?
Yes.
This uncle is around you right now, okay?
Okay.
And all I'm hearing is, don't do what he wouldn't, like, you know when people say, don't do what I wouldn't do or something weird like that?
Right, right.
He's around you and he's laughing. He felt like a kind of corny guy, like a jokey kind of guy, but strong, you know? And he's just saying that he's around you, kind of grounding you and protecting you as you're going through your process, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sending you love. I know it's not easy.
I was given the initials LB. Does that mean anything to you?
LB.
Yeah.
I don't feel anything around it, but the first thing that my guide said, that the Michael T or whoever that is could guide you to the LB. Could guide you to LB. So this is the Michael may be an assistant to getting you to where you need to go.
Well,
okay?
I do know a Michael T, you know, last name begins with a T. But I would think that he would be somebody that might help me, not somebody
else. Yes, go.
Oh, okay.
He will be helpful for you to see him, to get to LB, okay?
All right.
I'm sending you a big hug and a waffle.
Thanks,
it's
honey.
It's not easy.
I appreciate it.
Okay. God bless you. All right.
Thanks.
Bye. Okay. Well, that was good. That was interesting. Hope that really helped Sharon out, you know, get her on the right path here. All right, let's bring Melissa in from North Carolina. Hi, Melissa.
Hello, lady.
Hi, Melissa. Hi, Melissa.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, how can I help you?
Okay, do you see any possible long-term committed relationships in my future, in your future?
You said two? Nice. You said a couple?
I don't know. No, I hope not.
Okay, good. That's what I was going to say. Okay. Yes, I actually do see a committed relationship. But so I do have to ask you a question, though. Are you a person that kind of puts up a – so you know when you meet somebody and then you kind of challenge them a little bit? Intellectually?
I never thought of it that way, but yeah, they gotta have apples.
Woohoo! Okay, good. I'm glad that yes. So this person, when I feel the energy around them, they are funny as all get out. They have a great sense of humor, but they're clever. Okay, and the feeling is that you're going to at first not like the person. So it's like you're going to be meeting them, and you're going to be like, you know, why are they like that? And they're very straight to the point. They're very clear. And they're kind of funny. So this is a nice blend for you. But it's almost weird because, you know, you feel like you're strong. You're very strong-minded. Okay? So the thing is like, you're always going to be up. You would be a really good person to play Cards Against Humanity with, I think. You would be that kind of person. But, like, the feeling is, like, if that person comes up to you, and, I mean, they don't really come up to you. They almost feel like they come from a business direction, so I don't know what you do with work or whatever, but they feel like they are well off. They have they have their own company, and you're going to meet them casually but within a business kind of experience, and you're going to think that they're really clever, and you may not like them because they kind of may rub you the wrong way at first, but it's only because you may not know how to read them.
And, you know, you're a really good reader. You know, you're very, you kind of read people really well, but mm-hmm. this guy doesn't feel like he's readable. So you're going to kind of make some judgments on him before you know the truth. So my thing for you is like give it time. And the thing is, I keep feeling for you, do you like to play video games?
No, not really.
Okay, go ahead.
No, other than like Candy Crush or something, I can't do the whole video game thing.
Okay, because he gives me the word Nintendo, so he must like some kind of gaming or something like that, but it's kind of like old school, old games. And so, you know, you're going to meet your match, and the match you're going to meet, it's weird because I'm hearing Raleigh, okay? Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that it feels also that it's around business, but it also deals with a friend and like directing you to him too. So you're going to know about him and then he's going to come to you. So it's like you've heard about him and then he comes to you.
Okay.
But yes, you have a long-term one, but you got to also, one other thing before I leave you, make a decision that you want one. Make a solid decision that you want a long-term relationship, because there's a part of you that keeps going, you know, I'm okay, I'm fine, I'm cool. And you can be okay and fine and cool and everything, but you may wanna make the decision that you're open and ready for it.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, I'm sending you the biggest hug. Oh, the other thing is that they show me this book that I haven't read, but I think you should read.
Okay.
Look up the book Calling in the One.
Calling in the One?
Yes, Calling in the One.
Okay, I'll look it up.
All right, love to you, lady.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.
Okay,
bye.
Everyone is getting in. You're giving them some good help here. We have so many people still online. I'm going to take people right up to the end of the hour. And
okay.
So remember, one question, I'm going to bring Jackie Boyd in now. She's from Arkansas. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, how are y'all?
Hi, right. Jackie.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Y'all are doing great tonight. I want some direction from the other side. I have a new opportunity coming up, a new position coming up, and I got some insight the other night on it about going to be working with energy and putting people and angels together to work out stuff. So I would like to see if you could bring anything forward on that.
All right, bam. So it's interesting. I'm going to tell you, they said, go for it. That was the first thing I heard, just do it just now and go for it. The other thing is that they're talking about if you choose to go in this direction, stand your ground, because, you know, you're very insightful and you're very helpful to a lot of people, but sometimes you tend to waver. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's a part of you that sometimes gets a little bit doubtful. And they're telling you to stand your ground because that's what's going to move you forward, okay? They're also telling you, too, that when it comes to this opportunity, they say to you, okay, they talk about directed by your grandmother. Were you close to one of your grandmothers?
No, I didn't have an opportunity. One grandmother died when I was, like, 5 months old.
Right before you passed. Okay. Right before you were born. Yes. It's this one. Because she shows me her, she was a healer. She was a really interesting woman. I mean, her hands were warm. I keep feeling there was heat coming from her hands. And she shows me touching you when you were in utero. So she puts her hand, has tried to bless you while you were in your mom's womb, okay?
Okay.
And the feeling is that she's going to be helpful to you as you're kind of moving forward in your practice, because they talk about the word practice for you. And the thing is, do you work with miracle healings? Do things just show up for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Gosh, that's awesome. And you know what? You need to, that is awesome. And they say, like, yeah, you need to trust and go in deep with this. And are you going to be working in partnership with someone or just by yourself?
By myself, as far as I know.
Congratulations. Okay. And there's a collaboration, a very strong collaboration with a lady that has, she has brunette hair and short hair. And I see you working with her, and it's good. You're going to be doing a lot of collective healing. And they say that you're also going to be working with children, okay? But the other thing is that they talk about body movement. Do you like to move your body? Are you a dancer? Do you like to dance?
Yeah.
Okay, have you stopped dancing, though?
Yes.
Okay, look here, lady. I love you to death. Don't be getting too serious to the point where you're not wiggling your tom-tom.
Oh,
you
it's
need
my
to be
feet.
Dancing.
My feet don't want...
That's all right of your body. And
yes.
The thing is anything that you can do, whether it's wiggle your toes or listen to some good music that just kind of keep you moving, you keep doing it. Don't let your feet stop you. I know that sounds really weird, but they're telling you, you've got to keep dancing.
That's fine with me, and I've been thinking about taking up hooping.
Up which one?
Hula hooping.
You better do it, because you know you like to wiggle those hips, so go ahead, girl.
Okay.
Okay, and I say God bless you and congratulations.
Thanks. God bless you. Have a great evening.
All right. You too. Take care.
Bye.
Well, that is wonderful, what you just shared. Again, I want to remind everybody, because we're not going to be able to get to everyone, but you can see that Melanie knows what she's talking about, and she has got answers to your questions. And you can contact her by going to www.jadevisionary.com. That's jadevisionary.com. Or call her at 773-289-8872. Okay, we're going to take one more call, and this will be our last call for the evening. And this is Cora from Texas. Hello.
All
Hi
right.
There.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Did you just say Toy, or what's your name?
Cora.
Your name is Cora?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Hi.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Well, I'm totally open. I have been also having, like my mom and dad have passed for quite some time, but they've been coming in my dream quite frequently. And
yes.
I can usually remember my dreams, but I can't seem to, it's happening so fast, and there's a lot of people and a lot of things going on, and like there seems to be a lot of information, and I just can't catch up with it.
Okay. Yay! I know you're like, really, yay? I'm saying yay. For one,
yeah.
Okay, so your mom and dad and other people in spirit they do come to you in dreams, and I bet you sometimes you don't know that you were in that dream until you wake up. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so these are called visitations. And
mm-hmm.
the thing is that you're right now, and they say it's a cycle for you, hold on, until the 12th. They talk about 12th, so this month, December 12th? 12th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going through this cycle where a lot of insight is being given to you, because it feels like you've been very in tune and very open,
yeah.
but you've also been
very
quiet about your ability. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. And you've suppressed that crap ever since you were 6. Do you understand? You're like, I see everything. I feel everything.
Yes.
And then you're like,
I do.
You're like, dude, I'm going to constipate everything. I'm going to make this a world of constipation until now. And so what's going on is that your dreams are
initiating you again. They're saying you're going into a space of initiation where more insight is being given to you, where you don't have to doubt it, and it's inside of your dream. So the thing is that your grandmother, they show me an aunt, they show me your mother and your father, they show me angels. I see angels coming to you also in dream time. They show me children coming to you in dream time, and they're going to be giving you information and insight. And the first thing that you want to do is, if it's directed to another person, because I feel like you dream about other people and about some things that are going to happen to them later. You understand what I mean? You're like, okay, this next step for you, which you probably have done this with close friends, but the next step for you is starting to kind of talk to people and say, all right, I had this weird thing that happened. Do you want me to share the information? Okay. So, and when I hear that, they said that your throat is going to tighten up. You're going to fight everything you can to not say anything. And then you will have no choice, because it's going to come out of you like a fart in the night. And you're just going to have to say it. Okay. Your hands are getting tingly too. It's not like even hot. Your hands, you're starting to feel the spirit is surrounding you. Okay. And they say to you, yes, it's time for you to step in. It doesn't mean that you're going to have to go through this whole path. You know, you don't have to be a reader. You don't have to be a healer. But you do have to be a reader and a healer within your own life. You have no choice but to spread what you have. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. And your mother is like uplifting you and saying, yes, yes, yes. Okay? Mm-hmm. Because I feel like in your family, there's some fear around the stuff that you see. Okay, and you just need to, do you have a sister?
I have three.
Okay, are you really close to one particular sister? Okay,
yeah.
Is there one particular sister that you're really tight with? Okay, doesn't she see stuff too?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, you all need to talk about it, rejoice about it, you know. And the thing is, around your birthday, your mother sends you flowers. Do you understand what I'm saying? You're going to get flowers around your birthday, whether it's someone giving them to you or you feel really drawn to buying them. I see purple, beautiful flowers, irises almost. So my thing for you is, like, step into your development. Don't be afraid. Stop constipating yourself. Do you have children?
No.
Okay, look,
my
I know you may have made
some.
Okay, so this is the thing. Does your husband know that you have all these awesome gifts? Because I think he has a gift.
Yeah, he does.
Okay. What does he say to you? Yes.
He's very very supportive.
Yes. Okay. So the thing is that you're also going to be getting, when your eyes are open, you're going to see spirit in your house.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, and I know you're going to, holy shit, I know that's kind of, you know, but it's going to happen. Yeah, and it's going to be just fine, and you're going to be able to talk to them, and you'll be able to do space clearing. You're going to be helping a lot of people, and missing people will come to you to get help. Do you understand?
See,
people that are missing?
I've been doing that lately. Like, I've been tuning in a lot to, like, missing animals, people, and I've been correct.
Yes, so the thing is that they say step into the light, and they're saying, like, your whole house is going to be filled with all these missing people, so you got to, like, in spirit, so especially children. So the thing is that, you know, you're going to have to kind of say, you know, you're going to have to learn how to shut it off a little bit. But they're not going to stop bugging you until you acknowledge that you have a gift and it's okay to have
it. Yeah.
I don't care how crazy people think you are. You're helping people.
Yes.
Okay? And your father's around you. And do you have a wristwatch of his? Do you have a watch of his? Like, you showing me something, like a bracelet or something, like something around your wrist?
I don't have anything that belongs to him.
Okay, he's showing me a wristwatch, like an old watch. I don't know why he's showing me that, but he's looking at you, and he's showing me fishing. He's showing me all these different little things, and he says that you need to know in time. You have his character, like you have his way of looking at things. He felt like he was very much in his head sometimes. And the thing is that you have this, you know, about him. And he says to you that it's okay to get out of your head now because he's learned how to do that because of you. So don't doubt yourself, okay?
That's wonderful.
Okay, I'm sending you a big squeeze, hug, spiritual taco, all of those things.
You are so wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
God bless you. Take care, Core. Love to you.
Much love to you. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was so wonderful, Melanie. I loved everything that you shared. And now we are at the end of the program. We have quite a few people still online. But I promise you, I'm going to bring Melanie back as soon as she will come back again. And so you can, but again, call her. She is so great with her readings. She is so good with it. Once she tunes into you, she's got your answers. Her number, again, if you want to call her, is 773-289-8872. Now, Melanie, do you have a few words for closing?
Yes, I just want to say thank you all so much for always being so receptive. You know, no matter if I'm on the air or someone else was on the air, being so receptive and open to the possibility of spirit working in your life. I think that's really cool. And also, too, you know, if you are listening in, at least, you know, with the readings that I do, if you find something in someone else's reading while you're listening in that benefits you, maybe that's also the reason why you're on the air, too. Allow yourself to just look at everything as an answer or a possibility. And I'm just so grateful and thankful to you, Pam, for allowing me to be on your show. Don't forget to continue to utilize all the wonderful smell goods of the earth, sage, cedar, essential oils, things that help raise your vibration. And don't take any jive turkey from anyone, because I know a whole bunch of people are going through stuff. And, you know, we're all going through it together, you know, so honor yourself in that process and don't allow yourself to get, you know, get caught up in so many of the different energies that are out there. Just focus on your own. I'm sending you great blessings, great hugs, and thank you.
Well, thank you. That was wonderful. Annie, do you have something that you want to say at closing, honey?
Well, what a wonderful show, Melanie, that's for sure.
Thank you.
I recently had a friend that crossed over, and I was just going to see if by chance she may come through.
Okay, was it a female?
Yes.
Okay, did she have any issues with her chest, like respiratory chest issues or anything around the chest or stomach?
That is how she passed away, with cancer.
Okay, you just want to, she's opening, she's showing me her heart, and she's just saying, thank you, my friend. That's all I hear, thank you, my friend. And she's holding your hand, okay? She's putting her hand on yours, and she says, I'm okay.
Great.
She says to you, thank you, because did you end up sending flowers? Did you send flowers or some kind of energy to, like, towards the family?
Well, I ended up being able to go see her just a few weeks before she passed. I had not planned on it because she was living in Texas. So we went and we stayed the weekend there and spent a lot of time with her and her children.
Did she have a lot of flowers around her, like spring flowers? Was she a big flower lady? Did she like flowers? Not you know particularly?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. So she's presenting all of these beautiful flowers as if you may have given them to her, but maybe she's giving those to you. You understand?
Okay,
like,
yes.
It's almost like she says, thank you, friend, because, you know, she was really grateful that you were there by her side. Like, you weren't there at the time of the, you know, exactly at the time of the death, of her death.
Right.
But you were
right
there. She called you in spirit, even when she was
yes
on the earth, for you to go and see her. And she says that never a day goes by, and she shows me all these photos and pictures, okay?
Yeah.
And they look like little memories of her and you together when you all, I feel like you knew her for a long time. You understand what I'm
yes
saying?
And, yes,
and
since
she,
I was
and
21.
She, when, yes, and she's showing all these, okay, you know, these times and, like, birthday, like there was a birthday party. She's showing me cake, and she's showing
yes
me all these beautiful memories, and she says that you were there for her sometimes when she didn't think other people were. She says that you will always be her sister. She
yes
was, even though you were a friend of hers, you just need to know that you will always be her sister, and she's just so grateful to have had you in her life. And she didn't tell you all the things she was going through. Do you understand? She didn't tell
right
you all of those things. And she said,
yeah,
and she said that because she needed it to be bearable for her. It was like she went through the process, even though she had people around her. She never really told people about, like, the hard things that happened in her life. Do you understand what I'm
right
saying? And
yes
she just wants you to know, thank you for always understanding her, because you would look at her and you would see what she was going through without her having to say a word. And she says, thank you.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Well, good.
Thank you.
Yes.
God
and
bless
just
you.
Tell her I love her so much, too. And I will take
oh my
care
goodness
of her kids. I told her I would always
yes
be here for her children.
Yes. Yes. And she says, smile. That's what she says.
Okay.
She says, smile. Okay. God bless
okay
you.
Thank you, honey. What a great, thank you so much for that great message.
Thank
I knew
God
she would be
you
healthy once she crossed over, so
oh, yeah.
I had
it
to let her
so
go.
Yes, she just had so much going down, you know. And the thing is that for like a month or two in to her, when she wasn't doing too well, she just wasn't herself. It was frustrating
right
for her to have all the people around her like she did. It was.
Right.
It wasn't. She loved everybody around her, but she was a very strong woman. So there was a
yeah
hard, like the sense of like feeling not herself. That was really hard for her. So she feels really
yeah
good over here.
Yes, and she told me that. So,
yeah,
that's perfect. Thank you so much, honey.
Thank you. God bless
you. I know
you're
overwhelmed, ready to go. So thank you so much
no
for a great, great show.
Thank you. Thank you. Love to you.
All right. Love to you,
and
too.
Thank
honey
you.
Love
thank you,
Pam.
Girls. Thank you. And I want to remind everyone, call in next Monday night. We're going to have Mahala on, World Astrologer, and she's got some good stuff to share with us. So have a good night, everyone, and we will see you next Monday. And thank you, Melanie. Bless you, honey.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.